Mountbatten Windsor has moved from Windsor to the Sandringham estate in Norfolk. Buckingham Palace confirmed last year that he would no longer be permitted to live at Royal Lodge, following renewed scrutiny over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Thames Valley Police Moray is now assessing fresh allegations relating to claims that a second woman was sent to the UK in 2010 for an alleged encounter at Royal Lodge. The allegations were raised by Brad Edwards, a lawyer representing Epstein's victims. Police say they have not been contacted directly by the alleged victim or her legal team. Mr. Mountbatten Windsor has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. The government says it is willing to publish some documents relating to Peter Mandelson's appointment as the UK's ambassador to the United States following pressure from Conservatives. The Metropolitan Police confirmed it is investigating claims that Lord Mandelson shared market-sensitive information with Epstein while serving as business secretary in 2009. Lord Mandelson has not responded to requests for comment. Labour MP Clive Efford said many within the party feel deeply let down and want full transparency. The government has outlined plans to expand the use of technology to speed up medical diagnoses and increase robot-assisted surgery within the NHS. Health experts have welcomed the ambition, but warn the targets may be difficult to achieve without major investment and staffing support. Ukraine Barry and Russia are set to begin two more days of peace talks in Abu Dhabi, coordinated by the United States. The discussions follow renewed Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Moscow of choosing terror over diplomacy. Proposed changes to fostering rules in England could make it easier for more people to become foster carers. Under the plans, renters, single people, full-time workers, and those from diverse backgrounds would be encouraged to apply, in response to growing pressure on the care system. Action at the Winter Olympics in Italy begins this evening, 2 days before the opening ceremony. The first medals will be contested in mixed doubles curling. Team GB is targeting between 4 and 8 medals, with strong hopes in skeleton, snowboarding and freestyle skiing. In Manchester tonight, cloudy with scattered showers. Temperatures around 5 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Nikoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Trois mots, simple, clair. I am an African, je suis africain. Quand Thabo Mbeki les a prononcés devant le Parlement sud-africain, ce n'était pas juste un discours, c'était une déclaration d'âme. Une réconciliation avec l'histoire, avec la douleur, mais aussi avec la fierté d'appartenir. Et toi ? Que tu sois né à Bamako ou à Bruxelles, à Kinshasa ou à Londres, est-ce que tu le dis toi aussi sans hésiter ? Je suis africain. Pas africain par défaut, pas africain par nostalgie, mais africain par conviction. Parce que tu portes un héritage, une beauté, une vision, un rythme, une langue, une force. Être africain, ce n'est pas fuir le monde, c'est l'aborder avec autre chose à offrir. Un cœur plus chaud, un esprit plus libre, un regard plus collectif. Alors aujourd'hui, où que tu sois, même si tu es loin, même si tu doutes, rappelle-toi qui tu es. Pas juste un citoyen du monde, mais un enfant du continent. Et le monde a besoin de ton feu. I am an African. Et je le dis avec fierté.